Today's Daf Ayin. We are still in the middle of Samach Tet Amud Beis. We just finished that fascinating Gemara about the Yetzer Hara being removed regarding Avodah Zarah. That brings up we don't have a chance to discuss it, but it brings up a whole question about Nisyonos. We always assume, which we've always been taught when little kids, that there's never a Nisyon that you're faced with that you can't conquer. Right, this seems to say that that's not true. That they just were not physically able to conquer it. I know the Rav Tzadok and the Rav Dessler, they both hold that no, sometimes you are faced with an assignment and you can conquer it. You can't, and that's part of growth, and that's part of Avodas Hashem, it's part of growth. It's difficult to understand. I think most people at first blush would not say that. This Gemara seems to lead in that direction. You could say that they could have, it just was so difficult, that it was not worth the effort. That, I mean, the line in there about we don't want the test, that can go both ways. But this is a much, much larger discussion, just to raise the issue. What? Just the opposite. If Dessler holds, it's because of Bechira. Because of Bechira, you sometimes can't.
But if there's no time, there's no Bechira.
What?
No,
right. So for this one Avera, they had no choice. Right. Okay. So we're up to b'ma'arava mas nuhachi. That's right where it says Nehemiah Tess. B'ma'arava mas nuhachi. In the Eretz Yisrael, they had the following teaching. Hachi Rav Gidol Amar. This is what Rav Gidol said. Gadol she. What does it mean Gadol? When we said before Gadol she Gadol b'shem ha'meforish. Again, he used the name of the Shem HaMeforish. Rav Masna said, it says in Nehemiah, Hakel HaGadol HaGibar VaHanora. Right? Like he used the word Gadol. The Rav Masna, Mati L'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. And Rav Masna seemed to follow with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. With the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Loma Nikra Shema Anshe Knesset HaGadola. Why were they called Anshe Knesset HaGadola? Or they called the great men of assembly. Why? Shehziru atara liyoshna. Because they returned the crown to its former glory. They returned Hashem's crown to its former glory. How so? Asa Moshe. Moshe came along and he said, I think it's last week's parsha, or 2 weeks ago. Hakeel agadol agibar vanora. Right? Asa Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah came along. V'amar and he said, Nakr mekarkarin beheichalo. The Goyim, the Babylonians, are croaking in the Heichal. Meaning they've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Ayeno Rosov. Where's Hashem's awesomeness? Lo Amar Nora. He took out the word Nora. Also Daniel. Daniel came along and he said, Amar, Nachr Mishtabdin Bebanov. The Babylonians have enslaved our people, our sons. Ayeno Gvurosov. Where's his Gvura? Lo Amar. He didn't say Lo Amar Gibor. He took out the word Gibor. Also Inhu. So these... Daniel and Yirmiyah took them out. Also in who the Anshe Knesset HaGadola came along, and they said, Adarabba, just the opposite. Zuhi Gvuros. This is the Gvura. Gvuroso, it's a Gvura, it's a strength. Shekovish is Yitzro, he holds back his will. Shenosin Erech HaPayim LaRashoyim. Because he gives patience to the Rashoyim. Meaning? Doesn't destroy them all right away. It's patience. They don't destroy us right away. Patience. The Eluheinu Rosav. And what's the Nor? What's the awesomeness? Shel Molei Moro Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. If not for the awesomeness of Hashem, Heich Uma Achas Yichol Eskayim Beinu Umos. How could the Jewish nation survive among the nations? Right? At every turn, there they are, ready to destroy us. So how are we surviving? Rabbanon. So. This is the word Rabbanan here goes on Yirmiyah and Daniel. So Yirmiyah and Daniel, Hechi Avid Hachi, how can they do that? How can they change what Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin? Vikri Takanta, the Tikkun Moshe, and they changed the Takana of Moshe. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, well, it doesn't mitoch she Odin, Shakash Baruch Hu, Shamiti Hu. They knew that Hashem only knows truth. Lefikach, therefore, lo kizgubo, they didn't lie. What does that mean? Yirmiyah and Daniel didn't know what the Anshe Knesset HaGadola knew. They didn't know that Hashem is powerful and Hashem is awesome. They didn't know that, right? hard to say that.
They said it through the fool, right? Wasn't their own.
What?
This line means, they said it through the fool, wasn't their own words.
Yeah, but so, fine. So he's Hashem saying it. Now, I don't know about that. But even still, why would the nevuah be given to them like that? To take out attributes of Hashem, which we know exist. So the answer is, I mean, this is a, they knew that it's all true. They knew Hashem's midos. But they also were there when the Beis Hamikdash was around. And they saw the glory. And they just, it's all a hargash, it's all a feeling. They couldn't say the words. They couldn't describe Hashem like that. That's what they just seen. The whole thing burnt down. They couldn't. They couldn't do it. They physically couldn't do it. Does it mean that they didn't know? They knew. They knew full well. But at that moment in their lives, they just couldn't do it. Right? You take a step back, and you let a little time pass, and you look at it with a little bit of a historical. You see Hashem's yad. It's always there. But Shas Maisa, it was impossible for them. That's what I saw. Some of the Mefarshim explain. It's all because they saw the Beis Hamikdash in its glory. They knew what just happened. They knew better than anybody else. They knew better than Hashem's Agdola. Yirmiyahu was prophesying for 20 years. It's going to happen. They didn't listen to him, but he saw the greatness. So when it finally happened, he couldn't bring himself. He didn't have the feelings inside. That's why it ends off. He couldn't lie. Yeah, I could mouth the words. Yeah, I could mouth them. Of course, you could mouth them, but it wouldn't have been sincere. It had no sincerity attached to it. Why? Because he didn't feel that way. Give it time. It'll come around. So, and just very interesting that we started off this whole discussion by saying the note came down from Hashem and it said MS. And how do we end off? MS. Right? Couldn't lie. Can't lie. It's very interesting. The whole Gemara is very interesting. So that's what I heard yesterday about Yirmiyahu and Daniel. That it was just a hagasha. It was a hagasha. They just couldn't feel to bring themselves. Of course they knew. Of course they recognized. They're not chas v'shalom trying to be mamayit from Hashem's attributes. Right? After the war, people said a lot of things that they regretted within 10 years after that. Right? And that's what they were feeling at the time. Can't blame them. You can't question them. Right, as time goes on, you start, and the memories start to fade, and the pain is not so sharp. You look at it a little differently. That's all it is. Okay, the Kore next. The Kore Achrimos v'Ach Ba'Oser. What did they lay? They laid Achrimos, and then they laid Parshas Emor. So between Achrimos and Emor, there's only one Parsha in between. Then they did Galila, and then he laid Pinchas Behart. Right, about the Musaf by heart. So, Vermini, but how could all this go on? We know Medalgin Benavi, we skip in the Navi. In the Navi we skip. But the Ein Medalgin Betorah. But we don't skip in the Torah. We never skip. How could they skip? So the Gemara says, not lo kasha, that's not a problem. Kan bichte shi yafzik ha torgamin. Kan bichte shol yaspik ha torgamin. Depends how long you're going to be skipping for. If you're going to be skipping to a spot that when the Meturgamin, the person that would translate the Torah into Navi, pasuk by pasuk, when he's done, you're already up to the new spot, that's okay. But if he's done, and the oilam has to sit around and wait, that's a big tircha, that's not okay. So here, it's very close by. So by the time the Meturgamin's done, they're going to be up to the new spot, that's okay. V'ha Allah Ketani, Medalgin Benavi. The aim of so the Gemara, so that's the answer. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? For Allah Ketana, but we learned, Medalgin B'Navi, you can skip in the Navi, the aim Medalgin B'Torah. But you can't skip in the Torah. For Ad Kama Medalgin, and how long can you skip in Navi? Well, we don't know what that means. B'Chdei Shalom Yasek HaMeturgamim. As long as the Meturgamim is going to be finishing. Haba Torah, Klal Lo. But in the Torah, you can never skip. So that's a Kasha. So Amar Abayis. Abayis is not Lo Kasha. Kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. It depends. If you're skipping to another inyan, that you can't do in the Torah. But if it's also an inyan, that's okay. Right, Rashi says, because people have very short attention span. They want to hear the they want to hear the, they don't want to hear another thing from left field. It's just going to make them lose interest. So, but if it's the same minion, no problem. No problem at all. V'atanya, and we learned this b'nichusa, medalgin b'torah b'inyan echad. If it's b'inyan echad, you can skip. U'b'navi, and in a navi, b'shnei inyanim. Right? And even in a navi, even two inyanim. Kan v'kan b'chnei shalol yafzik ha'matorgimin, as long as both cases have to be, that the oil is not going to have to sit and wait. V'ein medalgin b'navi l'navi, but you can't skip from one navi to another navi. Ubanavi shall shneim asar medalgin, but from a navi that are in trei asar we can skip. Ubalvaj lo yadlig misof hasefer litzilaso. As long as you don't go backwards, as long as you don't go backwards. That's what Rashi says. As on Yom Kippur we do that. Right, we start off with Yonah, and then at the end we read a few pesukim from Micha. I was skipping. No, it's in the same inyan. There's a few places, a few times we skip in navi. Only one time I believe, only one time that I know that we skip in the Torah. That time, on a fast day. On a fast day, you skip. So what's pshat? So it's two answers. First of all, it's also Indian.
Well, when you skip,
yeah, but they skip there's a gap in the Torah. We skip. In a siddur, it's all printed nice in order, but in the Torah, it's not. So there's two reasons why we skip. First of all, it's also Indian. It's all about the fast day. It's all about, you know, all that mechila and all that idea by the Egel in Parshas Kisisa. Second of all, it's also between aliyahs. So there's no hefsek. It's on the same page, two columns there. So those are the two heterim for skipping. There are a few times in Navi, I think on Pesach, one of the days of Pesach, there's skipping from in Yosef Yehoshua. There's a few times throughout the year when it's skipped. Very often, not that often.
I think the law says
if
you skip one word,
you have to go back. No, you're skipping.
Marsha.
What? Right, no, but this is kavua. The laning is kavua to skip eight psukim and continue on. It's kavua like that. Fine. Next. The goal, this leads to a very big discussion. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to say psukim by heart. Not allowed to say psukim by heart. That's a halacha. What? Not when you're laning, anytime. Anytime you're not allowed to say psukim by heart. Right. Just like Torah Shel Peh can't be written, it's on the same daf. Just like Torah Shel Peh, it's in Gittin. So the Torah Shel Peh can't be written down. Torah Shel Peh can't be said by heart. So how can you lay it by heart? So there's a few answers. One answer is Tzirchei Tzibur outweighs reading it inside. We're going to get to Tzirchei Tzibur. You're going to hear what we hear in a minute. Tzirchei Tzibur outweighs reading it inside, which is why the Mishnah Berurah says that if Rav's giving a drasha and it's going to slow down the drasha but keep having to pull out a chumash, right? Do it by heart. It's okay. Another answer is that the isser of reading, the isser of saying psukim by heart only applies if it's not common to you. But if it's common to you, then it doesn't apply. Which is one of the heterim for vayichulu. A lot of times people aren't paying it, they're not looking in the sitter, I psukim. Yeah, but everyone knows vayichulu. Everyone knows those psukim. Everyone knows, Kohen Gadol knew this by heart. He's been doing it every year. He practiced and practiced, he had a week to do nothing. He practiced. So if it was so easy to him, it was so shogar b'fin, then the isser doesn't apply. If someone tells you to tell some pasuk in parashas, who knows where, you're not familiar, maybe that you shouldn't do by heart. But if it's second nature to you, not a problem. Third answer is that the rule doesn't apply if it's this. You have to find out what this rule means. It doesn't apply if it's the kriya of the day. So if it's kavua for the kriya for that day, then it doesn't apply. So therefore, there's a lot of land of the heart. But we use the first and the third reason for all our teirim. Those are all our teirim. Either tichin tzibura, or it's so second nature to us that the issue never got off the ground. Those are the two.
So what happens if the Balkari happens to set many years before?
What?
Let's say Balkari is really proficient, he's set many years before.
So he still has to lay out of a Torah. He still has to lay out of a Torah. Maybe he is proficient. The point is, if in davening or other times, you're giving a drasha, you're telling over his vartor to your friend, and you quote a pasuk, so you're supposed to read it inside? Okay. 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 Next. V'golo sefer Torah. V'kol kach lama. Why do you have to do all this? Do all what? Why does the Kohen Gadol have to say, and by the way, I'm now going to read more things that are in the Torah? Why do you have to say that? Right? That's what the Mishnah said. After he lay in Akram Hosem Emor, he did Glila, and he said, I'm going to lay now more. Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to add that warning? Kedei shel yotzi laz al sefer Torah. Not to say slander on the Torah. People are going to think, you know why he's not reading from the Torah? That's impossible Torah. It's not even in there. Right? Says it, no. It's there. It's perfectly kosher. I didn't do it because I don't want to be matriach everybody. So I'm going to read now more, but you should know it's in the Torah, and I'm just reading it outside about that. You have a question? We're going to get to that. Uba'ozer shel chumash ha'pikudim kor al-peh. Right? And by chumash ha'pikudim, you read al-peh. Amai, nignal v'nikri. Let them do glila and lay out of the Torah. Why not? What's going on? So we said this already. Amar of Huna, Breit of Yoshua, Amar of Sheshes, Lefisha ain't gol and Lefnei Torah b'tzibur. Terech and Tzibur. Why? Lefnei Kavara Tzibur. It's Kavara Tzibur. So if that's true, Sakam today we do Glila. Even one. Here's only one. Even one. Why? So the Beis Yosef says because the idea of laning Betzibor overrides that tircha. There's a tircha now of Glila, right? Okay, one second, I get to there. V'naisi achrin of Inikri. So bring another one. Bring another Torah and read two. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Omar Rishon Pegamo Shel Rishon. No, if you take out a second one, people are going to think that the first one was pasul. Why'd you bring out a second one? Because the first one doesn't have Pinchas in it. I have to bring a second one for Pinchas. The first one's no good. The first one only had it stopped by Pinchas. Second one doesn't stop. That's why I have to bring out a second one. It's going to make a lot on the first one. It's very similar to why you can't give two Kahanim Aliyahs back to back. People are like, oh, the first one's not really a Kohen. You have to give a second one. Right? It's going to be a big pagan. Same thing with the Torahs. How can you take out two? We'll get to how we take out two in a minute. The Rish Lakish Amar, no, it's a separate reason. You know why? Mishum bracha she'ena tzricha. Because you're going to force the person to make another bracha. That's not a bracha. That's not an obligation now. It would be much better had he not taken on a separate Torah. We're not making a new bracha. It's a bracha she'ena tzricha. And therefore, we don't want to do it. It's a whole discussion what a bracha she'ena tzricha means. The Rambam says it's daraisa. Okay. Basically, forcing to say Hashem's name for no reason. So don't take it out. So the Gemara says, Omichai Shina le Pagama? Bechoshish for that? For Pagam? Vamar Vitzchak Napcha? Everyone's thinking this question. Voshchodesh Tevis Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Voshchodesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos, or on Chanukah, when Voshchodesh Tevis Mevi'in Sholosh Toros. Take out three Torahs. V'korin Achas Binyan Shalom. Once you read the Parasha of the Week. Right? V'achas Shoroshchodesh Tevis. And once you read Voshchodesh. V'achas Shal Chanukah. And the third was for Chanukah. So you see something, they take out three. So what do you mean? There's a pagam here. We do it all the time. So the Gemara answers, which is what we're relying on. Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifri, Leka Pagama. No, when you're calling up three different people for three different Torahs, that's not a pagam. Everybody's going to know. You know why they took out another Torah? Because they're calling up another person. That's very nice. Why don't we roll? That's a tircha. But chad gavra betray sifri, but one person laning from three different Torahs, meaning one person gets three different leaders, which never happens today, but on Kippur was going to happen. Only one person's leaning over there, just the kogels up there. That ikka pagama. That's a pagam.
Well, but if you have a lady, you would have a coin twice.
Fine. But you can't have a coin twice, I'm after you. And they discussed as an only childless. Can you have a father and a son on those days? Right? We don't give a father and son back to back. What if there'll be a second Torah coming out? Is it like a panim chadashes or not? That's a big discussion. It's a big discussion. Can you do that? Right? It happens sometimes by a simcha. So can you give relatives who you not give back to back? Can you give them? There's gonna be another Torah coming out. That's some unfortunate say. That's why the Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask on a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? What do you have to come with Chanukah for? So some say because if there's a, it could be, it's possible to have a case where it's Rosh Chodesh, you won't have to roll. For example, let's say Rosh Chodesh is near Parshas Pinchas. You're not going to have to roll. It's right there. So we wanted to come up with a case where you're forced to roll. When you're forced to roll, on on Chanukah they had no choice because you're learning Parshas Vayeshev or Mikates.
They said they don't even want to leave
that. Right. Right. Exactly. Now, let's say, Mati, this is what I was asking before, I was saying before. Let's say you only have one Sefer Torah, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Shabbat, or it's also Chanukah. What do? You roll it. Tircha. Okay, wait, we do have a choice. The Beis Yosef says, the takana of laning in Yonah Diyoma, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Talad Parshios, that overrides the Tircha de Tzibura. Okay? In other words, it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat. So what do? We only have one Torah. Right? We only have one Torah. What are we supposed to do? So Beis Yosef says, so you roll the Torah. Tircha de Tzibura. Rashi says over here, what's the problem? He says that, where is it? Rashi says, Shehu mitzapin v'domim l'kach. Everyone's sitting around and quiet. Right? How long is that going to last? Right? So therefore, to minimize the tircha, don't roll. What if you only have one Torah? You have no choice. Beis Yosef says you have no choice. Why do you have no choice? Because the idea of the takana of laning, special lanings, overrides the tircha de tzibura. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says if you only have one Torah, no, we're not talking about the Elias, we're talking about the rolling. The Rashba says, if you only have one Torah, everybody lays out of a Chumash. The second one. Second Aliyah. You're not going to be rolling. The Gemara says you don't do that. Everybody will, amazing. We don't pass like that. We don't pass like that. If the shul only has one Torah, they do roll. No, they do roll. Some.
They're rolling in between different people saying Aliyahs because they have to stop anyway.
Right, that's what some say. Some say, anyway, the rolling is going to be minimized because there's.
Somebody's gonna be called up,
right? So you could minimize it. But you know what? If it's Chanukah and you have to go from Vayeshev to Bahaloscha, that's a long stretch. Or Pinchas, that's a long stretch. That could take a while. So, but the Beis Yosef said, we paskin, too bad. Minimize it as much as you can, 100%. But too bad. But Rashi says no. Everyone lay out of a chumash. Tircha de Tzibura. It's amazing. We don't paskin like that, but that's what he held.
That's only
people
they
are. What? No, lay out of a chumash. Then have a chumash. Everyone has a chumash, right?
But it does
say
only
said
one.
So. What?
But they only said one chumash,
then
everybody.
No, maybe the olden days. I don't know. So, with the Rashba, I guess the Rashba, so people will look in and will read out of a chumash. Amazingly, it takes even a step further. Let's say it's Elul, and only one guy in the shul knows how to blow shofar. Only one guy in the shul knows how to blow shofar. And he's in the middle of Shema. And it's time to blow shofar. He came late, so he's catching up. The Mishnah Berurah paskens, he can be mastic and blow shofar for the whole shul. You know why? Tircha de Tzibura. Are you going to wait for him to finish? Okay, everyone's sitting around. It's amazing how far we take Tircha de Tzibura. The Brisky Rav says a similar thing. I'm sorry, the Brisky Rav says that by the chauffeur. The Mishnah Berurah says by laning. That's the only one guy can lane. Only one guy knows how to lane. He came late. It's his turn on Monday. And he's supposed to lane. He's late. He's up to Shema. Mishnah Berurah says, be mastic. Let him be mastic. Let him go lane. Everyone's going to wait around. Mishnah Berurah says that by laning. The Brisky Rav says that by blowing chauffeur during Elul.
See, mastic is the right.
It's Tircha de Tzibura. Amazing. It's amazing how far we take Tircha de Tzibura. What? That's certainly true. Right. Okay. Next. Umavarka la Shemona Brachas. Tanur Rabbanan. What are the Shemona Brachas? Al Torah, Kederek Shemavarka Mebeis HaKnesses. That's the bracha that everyone makes when they get an aliyah. The ending bracha when they get an aliyah. V'al Alavoda, that's Ritzei, Val Hodaz, Modim, Val Machilas Avon, Kisikna. Those are all the brachas that we're familiar with. Machilas Avon is the bracha that we say on Yom Kippur. Mochel Avonos, Viyama, Pol, Meil, Beis Yisrael, dot. Vial HaMikdash, Rifnei Atzmon, the special bracha for the Beis HaMikdash. Vial Kahana, Rifnei Atzmon. Vial Yisrael, Rifnei Atzmon. Vial Shar HaTfila. What's Shar HaTfila? Tanur Rabbanan. Shar HaTfila is Rina, right? Rina, song, Techina, Tachnun, Bakasha, and Bakasha Milfonecha, we're asking from you, Hashem, Al Amcha, Yisrael, Shetrichim Hoshia, you need to save them. V'chosem, B'shomei Tefillah, and they end off with Shomei Tefillah. V'achar Kach, and afterwards, listen to this, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevi Sofer Torah Mibeso. Everybody brings their own Torah. Rashi submitted me. Beso means it was there from there before Yontif, because they're not allowed to carry it in Kippur. It was there from beforehand. And V'koripo, and everybody would lane out of it. Why? K'dei Laharos Chuzaso L'Rabim. To show off the beauty in the Rabbim. What's the beauty? Rashi says, Laharos Niv shall say for Torah, to show the beauty, for Tiferes Baaliyah, Shetaferes Baaleha, and the splendor of the Baal, Shetarach Lehesnaz Mitzvah, who worked so hard to make this beautiful mitzvah, Shenemar Zekeli Ben Veyu, Hisnael Lefan of Mitzvah, make beautiful mitzvahs, Lulav Na, say for Torah Na, Beklaf Na, beautiful cloth, Dio Na, beautiful ink, Baal Bar Uman, I use an unbelievable sofer, because they didn't want to carry. So first of all, what it's amazing. What did they do? They went out of their way to show off their mitzvah. So some say it's only by Sefer Torah. In the Hanami, you should try to get a beautiful lulav and a beautiful esrog and a beautiful tzitzis and beautiful tefillin, but to show them off, is that appropriate? You get your beautiful because you want to do beautiful for Hashem, not because the guy in shul is going to see. But the Torah is different. Torah is Sefer Torah. And some say this is the makar. The Yaivet says this is the makar for taking out all the Torahs on Simchas Torah. It's not just that everyone gets a kibud. It's to beautify the it beautifies the yontif when there were so many Torahs around. Just like on Yom Kippur, it beautified the day when everybody had Torahs. Okay. Harora Kohen Gadol lo mipnei she'enu rishai. Right. So what did we say? If somebody wanted to watch the Kohen Gadol doing his business, very nice. And if somebody wanted to watch the pyre in his ear being taken, also good. So pshita, what are you telling me? The pshita, I know you can't see two things, you can't be in two places at once, right? The man says, no, ma'adatim, I would think of the Rish Lakish. I'm Rish Lakish, ein ma'arvi, and ala mitzvahs, you don't pass over mitzvah. So if I happen to be here watching him lean, I can't leave. We don't say that. You could leave. Umay mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Barovam hadras melech, so if I leave, there's one less person here. Kabash v'lon, you're allowed to leave. It's okay. Okay, next. Now, back to the avoda of Yom Kippur. So, in the Big Day Butz Kore, if the Kohen Gadol had been wearing his white garments, we said he has a choice. He could wear the white, leave them on, or change it to his regular clothing, weekday clothing. But let's say he kept on the Big Day Butz. Then, Kiddush Yadav Raglav, he washed his hands and feet, Pashat, he took off those clothes, Yorad, went to the mikvah, Vitaval, went down Vitaval to the mikvah, Oli got up, and Estape dried himself off, and we had a machlokas how the washing hands and mikvah went. This is according to the Rambam, who says it went this way. Ve'hevi'olo big days of, then they brought him his big days of. V'lavash, he put them on. The kidesh yada v'raglav, washed his hands and feet again. V'yatza v'ases elo v'yitz el ha'am. He then went to do his own aisle and the aisle for the people. Two more karbanos. Then, v'yes shivas kvasim tamimim, seven more goats. B'nei Shana, 1 year old, Div Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Talmud Shel Shachar Hoye Kravim. He would bring these animals with the Talmud Shel Shachar. With the Talmud Shel Shachar, he'd bring these. These are part of the Musaf process. The Gemara will explain why he says this. Now, it says, Upar Ha'ola, and another par, it's an Ola, not the par we've been discussing the whole Masechta, another one. This one, so, does the par Ha'ola go on what we just said? Or does it go on the next words of V'se'ir Hanasis Bachutz? Another goat that's brought outside as not part of the pair of goats, Lashem Lazazel, another goat. Besides those seven, another one. So how do you read those words of Upar Ha'ola? The Gemara is going to say it goes on the first half of the statement, meaning it was brought in the Shachris, Tamachal Shachris. Fine. But all that, the Seir Hanaseh Bechutz, that was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim. Then, after all this went on, Kidesh Yad Devaraglav, he washed his hands and feet, Pashat, he took it off, he took off his clothes, the Yard Vatavol, he went up down into the mikvah, V'ala, he came up, then the Stapik, he dried himself off, Hevi'ulo Big Day Lavan, they brought him back to Big Day Lavan, V'Lavash, he put them on, V'Kidesh Yad Devaraglav, he washed his hands and feet again, V'Nichnas, Lahotzi, Esakaf, Esamachta. He then went back into the Kodesh Kedashim to remove the spoon and the ladle that have been there all this time. Then, Kidesh Yadav Raglav, he then washed his hands and feet again. Upashat, took off his clothes. Yorad, went down to the mikvah, Vitaval, he dunked. Allah came back up in a stopeg, dried himself off. Hivilo big day zav. He put on his big day zav again. The lavash, he put them on. The kidei jad of raglav, washed his hands and feet again. The nichnas lahatir ketoros shabein harbayim. He then went to perform the ketoros shabein harbayim, which was done every single day. The lehitiv es haneiros, to also do the menorah, which was done every single day. Kidei jad of raglav, washed his hands and feet again. Pasha took them off. Then viyard v'tava all of them stopeg, went to the mikvah, dried himself off. Hivilo big day atzma. That's it. It's over. He put on his own clothes, regular clothes. It's over. Nothing more to do. It's a whole discussion how he could dry himself. We discussed that already. One second. The lavash, he got dressed in regular clothes. Umalavinoso ad beso. They escorted him back to his house, made of dala. The yomtav haya ose, it would be a yomtav for him. Lo havav, and for all his loved ones. When? Bashar shiatza bashalom in a kodesh. Because he came out of the kodesh kodashim and he lived to tell about it. That's the Mishnah. So, you know, we just read one Mishnah, but a lot went on. Because it takes a long time to slaughter seven animals and two rams and another cow and another goat. We read it very quickly, but it didn't take 5 minutes. So, and then all we've done now, I believe it's the going to the mikvah 3, 4, and 5.
It's been most of the Masechta on the first.
Right. Most of the Masechta on the first part of the day. And we're now there's like two more weeks left. And now we get to the end. And the last parak has nothing to do with Avoda. The last paragraph is all about halacha l'maaseh of Yom Kippur. Eat, not eating, not drinking, not washing, all that. And at least three dots of pure agadah. Okay, says the Gemara. Ibar lehu, heichi ka'amar. How do you read that phrase from Rabbi Akiva? Im tamid shal shachar hoye kraven. That what? That he brought a tamid shal shachar, right? And he brought the seven goats. Seven goats? Yeah. With the tamid shal shachar. Upar ha'ola. Upar ha'ola and the par ha'ola. Where did that par ha'ola go? V'se'ir ha'naseh b'chot to tamid shal bein arbayim. That means the par ha'ola goes in the afternoon. O dilma, or maybe hachi gamar. In tamid shal shachar or yikraven, he brought a tamid shal shachar. Upar ha'ola badayhu. With the par in the ola. With the par that was an ola. That came with the tamid shal shachar. V'se'ir ha'naseh b'chot. And by the way, the se'ir that was brought in the afternoon in tamid shal bein arbayim was brought in the tamid shal bein arbayim. That's the Gemara's question. And we're going to answer it goes in the first half. Vesuv, more questions. Par ha'ola Rabbi Eliezer, the Shayari, Amos Avad Lahu. The par ha'ola, Rabbi Eliezer never mentioned that par. The Mishnah doesn't mention it. When did he bring that? That's left out. Also, Vesuv, Bainu Rabbi Eliezer, Bainu Rabbi Akiva, Imuri Chatos Amos Avad Lahu. When did they burn the Imurim? We said yesterday, earlier in the week, that he put it in a bowl, and we said he didn't burn it now. A lot more happened. So when did he burn it? When did he bring that on the Mizbeah? We didn't answer that, because the Mishnah doesn't answer that question. So all these questions are unresolved. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo mishkachas la mitakanta. You're not going to find an answer in the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah. Ella, Ol Rabbi Eliezer, Detana Debe Shmuel. There's a brisa learned in Shmuel's Yeshiva, which discusses it. Oh, or Rabbi Akiva, Kibid Tosefta. And in Rabbi Akiva, to explain Rabbi Akiva, this is a Tosefta. Detana Debe Shmuel. We learned in Shmuel's Yeshiva, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yatsa v'asa elo ve'el ha'am. He did his aisle for himself, the aisle for the people, ve'emu rechatos, and then the emu rechatos. Aval par ha'ola v'shivas kvasim, the par, this par that we're discussing, and the seven goats, v'se'ir ha'naseh b'chutz, and the se'ir that's also brought, I'm sorry, kvasim, isn't kvasim sheep? Sheep. V'se'ir ha'naseh b'chutz, and the se'ir that is brought outside, it's not, that's a special musaf seir, that is in Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. That's all in the afternoon. Okay? But, Rabbi Akiva to Tosefta Maihi, what about Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Par Ha'ola, the Par Ha'ola, the Shivas Kvasim, and the seven sheep, in Tamid Shal Bein Shachar Ha'yukraven, they were brought in the morning. Now, it's interesting to know that these seven sheep and this Par are not mentioned in Parashas Akrimos. They're only mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. Why? Because they're not necessarily special to Yom Kippur, they're special to Yom Tov. Everything in Akrimos is only focused on Yom Kippur. Every Moed had this seven, every Moed had that. So, and that's in Parshas Pinchas, with all the Moadim. So Rabbi Akiva said, even though it's in Parshas Pinchas, and it's part of the Moadim, it's still brought in the Tamid Shal Shachar. Why? Every Moed's like that. Right? Shneamar, Muvad Olas HaBoker, Rishol Olas HaTamid. That's said on Pesach. But what do you see? That when they brought the Tamid Shal Shachar, they also brought other animals, says Rabbi Akiva. That's why I say that even though it's a Tamashal Shachar, and even though it's not in Parshas Achrimos, you still bring it out of order. What does it mean out of order? Before you do the rest of the Yom Kippur order. Before you bring the Seal Hashem, Lazazel, par for the coin, you brought these seven sheep. V'yachakach, and after that, Avodas Hayom, you do the Avodas Hayom, all the Yom Kippur stuff. V'yachakach, Tz'ir Hanasa Bachut, and after that, you do the this outside Tz'ir, Shenemar, Tz'ir Izim Echad Chatas, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. Besides the Chatas special for Yom Kippur, meaning after you bring the Chatas for Yom Kippur, then you bring this separate Seir Musaf. V'yachakach Elo ve'el ha'am, and after that you bring the Ayils, V'yachakach Emuri Chatas, then you bring the Emuri Chatas that we mentioned, V'yachakach Tamar Shavayin Arbayim. Then you bring the Tamar Shavayin Arbayim. Now, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what is Rabbi Eliezer Shita? Basically, Rabbi Eliezer held, you do everything that says that on Yom Kippur, and then everything after that that's on any moed. Why? So Ovid Kiddik Siv Ovid. He follows the order of the Torah. Bereisha, the Torah's Kahanim. First comes Vayikra. First comes Parshas Achrimos. Vahadar, Ovid Chumash HaPikudim. And then comes Parshas Emor. And then comes Parshas Pinchas. So I do everything in Achrimos. I finish Yom Kippur. Then I open up Parshas Pinchas. What does it say to do there? Oh, very interesting. And then I do all that. That's why Rabbi Eliezer holds everything in Parshas Pinchas, which is special for every Moed. Special for every Moed. He does it in the after he does everything for Yom Kippur. That's his Shita. Rabbi Akiva, everything's a mixed bag. Rabbi Akiva bases it on Tzukim, and he bases it on the idea of the order. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Kedotani Taima. Rabbi Akiva gave you his reason, like we just said, Milvat Olas HaBoker or Shal Olas HaTamid. That there are other animals brought with the carbon Tamid. Mil Alma Musafin im Tamid Shal Shachar Avilahu. Meaning, some of the Musafim has to be brought with the Tamid Shal Shachar. It's a Beferish Pasuk. The Pasuk, by the way, is by Pesach. But he draws that analogy to every yontif, including Yom Kippur. For Rabbi Eliezer, Hay Milvad Chatas HaKippur Mei Ovid Lahu. So Rabbi Eliezer, who rejects that idea, so Lamaita, the pasuk still says what it says. So the Gemara says, Hahumi Barla, he used it for a totally separate drasha, which is Amasha Zeh Mechaper Zeh Mechaper. You know what it means when they're the same? It means that they're the same. They get the same kapara, like the Gemara in Shavuot said. What are all these Seirim, meaning Mechaper? This Seir Lefnim, this new Seir, they're all being Mechaper Tumah. That's what it means. It means besides the other Seir, besides the other animals you're bringing, meaning they all have the same Kapara. They all get you the same effect. For Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, and Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Akiva, there's a machlokas within Rabbi Akiva. Echad Kar V'Tamash Al Shachar, you only have to bring one of these seven sheep in the morning, V'Shisha and Tamash Al Bein Harbayim. To satisfy the Pasuk, that you brought an animal besides the Tamar Shal Shachar, you only have to bring one. One in the morning, six in the afternoon. One in the morning, six in the afternoon. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmo, just the opposite. Shisha Kriyavin and Tamar Shal Shachar, six in the morning, Vechad and Tamar Shal Bein Harbayim, and one in the afternoon. My Tamayo Darabonin, what are they arguing about? What's the Machalok is about? Trade Kroy Tzibi, Tup Tzukim. Tzib, it says, Mavada Olas HaBoker. Besides the Olas HaBokeh, you're going to bring another animal. So there has to be something brought in the morning along with the Tamar Shal Shachar. The Ksiv, but it says, V'yatzav Asa as Olaso. Meaning that there's got to be an Ola by itself as well. Right? So there can't be, you can't do the whole thing in the morning. Some of it's got to be done individually. Why six and one and six? Hilkach, Avid Minayhu Hacha, Minayhu Hacha. So you have to split it up. You have to split up these seven Olas. They can't be all done together. Some in the morning, some in the afternoon. So, b'maika miflagi. So, what are they arguing about? Why they split up the way they did? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Avid Chad. Do one in the morning. Kidiksiv Mavad Olas HaBoker. Besides, what's the minimum number? One. V'hadar Avid Avodas Hayom. Then do more. Then do the rest of the Avodas of the day. Then at the end of the day, bring six more. Why? Dil Machul Shechol Shekohen Gadol. Because if you do so many in the morning, it's going to tire the Kohen Gadol out. It's going to tire him out. At the end of the day already, you know, you get a second wind, or he's got to finish. But you don't want him passing out in the middle of the afternoon. Start, so let's do only one now. Save the strength for later. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savar, no, just the opposite. Kivin de Askel, since he started, Avid Shisha. Do all six. Do as much as you possibly can. You know why? Dilma Pasha. Who knows what's going to happen later on? What kind of mishap could happen? Don't wait. You're going to wait? Who knows what's going to happen? Something will die. You never know. Zibrizin, right. Dulagabi Avodas Hayom, Zariz who? He's not going to be lazy. He's not going to get tired. He's not going to pass out. He's a Zariz. It's Yom Kippur after all. So do as much as you can as early as possible. Save yourself the mishap that could happen later. It's two ways of looking at the world. Right? Two ways. The Kuli Alma, now. Fine, that's it. We'll stop. We can get to the two dots because they're easy. Now, we had this is a repetition of a Gemara we had on Daf Gimel. Said before that in Parshas Achrimos, it mentions everything about Parshas, everything about Yom Kippur, but not about anything that has to do with the Musaf. That's all reserved for Parshas Pinchas. However, there is one word of the aisle that is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, and that led to a machlokas in Daf Gimel. Are there two aisles or one? Talking about there's an aisle for the Kohen Gadol for himself, and then an aisle for the nation. We're talking about the aisle for the nation. Are there two or one? Meaning, if there's one, it's the same aisle. And yes, the Torah goes out of its way for an unknown reason and mentions the ordinary sacrifices of the Moed even in Parshas Achrimos. Some say, no, since the Parshas Achrimos has nothing to do with ordinary Moed, it must be it's a separate aisle. And an aisle in Parshas Pinchas that mentions one, that's another one. That's the Machlokas. The Kuli Alma Mihas Charayelhi. All these people agree there was one aisle. Kiban, Kirebi, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ayel Echad Omer Kanu Omer B'chumash Pekudim. The one mentioned in Achrimos is the same one mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Rebbe Elodah Rebbe Shimon Omer Shnei Elim Heim. There's two. Echad Omer Kan V'Echad Omer B'chumash Pekudim. One here and one in Parshas Pinchas. There are two. It makes sense to say that because there's nothing else that's ordinary is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. Nothing else. Only special Yom Kippur things. Parshas Pinchas, there's nothing about Yom Kippur mentioned. Just Yom Kippur things, just ordinary Moed things, Musaf. So so if there's an aisle mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, it must be a second one. Maybe holds no, it's the same one. Why is it mentioned again? We said on Daf Gimel, there's no answer for that. We don't know why the Torah did that. Maybe there's some kind of reason, but the Gemara didn't mention a reason. Now my time with the Rebbe. Why does the Rebbe say there's only one? Dichsiv Echad, one. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, my Echad. He holds there are two. So when I said Ayel Echad, what does do with Ayel Echad? Mibiyuchat Shir Be'edro. Make sure it's the best one. Remember, we always try to bring good karbanos, right? But here, make sure it's the best, the miyuchad, special. Rebbe nafkalei mimivchar nidarecha, and Rebbe learns out that you should use a special. Why should right? Mimivchar from your choices nidarim, right? Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, chad bechovo bechad benadav of itzrichi. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, hold. No, I need to know that it has to be special both by a voluntary and by a chova and itzrichi, because you can have reasons to say if it's voluntary, then I should surely make sure it's special. Right? Or you could say, no, if it's voluntary, the whole thing is voluntary. You have to make sure it's so special. Not necessarily, but if it's a chiyuv, you can have the attitude of, listen, I got to bring it anyway, so let me bring it. No, make sure it's special. So it goes both ways. So that's the machlokes about this aisle, whether there was one or two, but everyone on this page, all Rabbi Akiva's sheetas, all hold there was only one. All right, finish that, and tomorrow we continue on. Today's shiur was learned, sponsored by Stewie and Shari Greenberg, Leila Nishma, Stewie's grandfather, Yosef Ben Yehuda Isaac. Shalom Shalom. Thank you. I was going to ask you about that.